Germany calling, Germany calling, Germany calling.
Ladies and gentlemen, we invite you to listen to that famous commentator of present world days, Lord Sir Howe, speaking to England.
The French had laid down arms, and throughout the world people wondered when the final act, the offensive against British soil, would come. In Germany and many other countries, particularly in England, there was a firm conviction that it would come soon. And that conviction remains. The day and the hour are the Führer's secret. And he has returned in triumph to Berlin. Amid scenes of unprecedented rejoicing. And we enter into a week that may be even more sensational than any we have yet experienced. The great exodus from Britain is well underway. The rich and affluent are removing themselves and their valuables as fast as they can. Great stretches of the coastline have been evacuated to a depth of 20 miles. Hastily improvised defences are being erected, which are things of papier-mâché and cardboard in comparison with the Maginot Line and the forts of Liège. The city is quaking, and whilst genuine business has practically come to a standstill in London, speculators are enjoying a brief paradise. There is naturally a strong prejudice in favor of spot cash dealings. None of the sharks wants to take the risk of waiting for settlement there. The political prisoners who have been arrested and thrown into jail without trial are, it is said, to be transported to Canada. Thus a fresh crime has to be perpetrated by the corrupt dictator of England against men and women who are dared to say in time that peace offered the only hope for their country. Indeed, the land of democratic liberty presents a macabre picture today. Dissolution hovers over its moribund institutions, and the smell of decay is in the air.